One of the probably most misunderstood tools to improve your health and even lose some weight is fasting. My next guest is the preeminent authority on fasting really in the world. Dr. Jason Fong joins us, author of the book, The Obesity Code, Unlocking the Secrets of Weight Loss. Dr. Fong, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're also the founder of the Intensive Dietary Management Program in Toronto. How many patients would you say you've worked with when it comes to fasting?
Well over 1,000. It's been several years now, and we've had very good results because it's not something that people are really accustomed to. So our program actually is designed to help people and provide the support that they need in order to fast and lose weight. It's not for everybody, so that's why we have to kind of use it. Just like everything, it depends on the context. It works for some people, doesn't work for others. Often you need to tweak things as you go, so that's what we provide.
Who is fasting really for then?
Well, obviously, if you're overweight, you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking for type 2 diabetes, those things are going to be very, very effective. It's not for people who are, for example, pregnant or breastfeeding, if you're underweight, if you have a history of eating disorders. Those are people who fairly obviously shouldn't fast. However, if you're looking to lose a little bit of weight, if you're overweight or type 2 diabetics, well, if you don't eat, it seems fairly logical that your weight will come down and your blood sugars will come down.
How long do you not eat for it to be considered fasting?
There's no real set time, so you can do any. Generally, most people will fast every day for about roughly 12 hours. For example, if you eat dinner at 7 o'clock and eat breakfast at 7 in the morning, that's a 12-hour period of fasting. Fasting is just the flip side of eating. It's any time that you're not eating. And the point is that we've kind of gone a little bit out of balance. So the very word breakfast is the meal that breaks your fast. So what it intrinsically means is that fasting is really a part of everyday life. It's about balance, right? You want to feed, the feeding period and the fasting period should be in balance.
So are you saying it's 12 hours? Is that enough to be considered a fasting period or effective?
That's just kind of what everybody does on a kind of daily basis. Now, if you're looking to lose weight, then you can extend that. So you can go to 16 hours, you can go to 24 hours, you can go to 36 hours, or you can go into the multiple day ones, which are more extended periods of fasting. Those are stronger, obviously, but they carry a bit more risk to them, and that's something that people can see what they do. But for example, a 24-hour period of fasting means you might go from dinner to dinner, or lunch to lunch, or breakfast to breakfast.
What
eating every day.
Dr. Jason Fong with us on WILS, his book, The Obesity Code. So what happens when you don't eat for 24 hours? Some people may be worried about muscle loss and things like that. Well, what happens to your body?
Exactly, and these are two of the biggest concerns that people have. There's two major concerns. The first one is that you're going to burn muscle. That's not actually what happens, because if you look at what happens physiologically to your body during fasting, as you don't eat, what happens is that your body simply takes the stored food energy, which is stored as glycogen, and burns it. Once that's gone, then you will start to burn fat. There is a short period where you may burn some protein, but you easily make that up as you start to eat again. So muscle loss is not something that we see. If you look at clinical studies, for example, people who do fasting every other day, for example, when you measure their lean body mass before and after, even up to like 32 weeks, there's no loss of lean body mass, so you see that fat loss.
What about the concern about slowing your metabolism, though?
Yes, that's the other major myth about it. And this is very interesting, because fasting, which is unlike just standard diets, does not slow your metabolism. And everybody thinks, well, if you don't eat, you're going to go into starvation mode. Well, what happens when you simply cut your calories is that your body actually does slow down its metabolism. And that's the reason people cannot lose weight when they simply cut 200 or 300 or 400 calories per day. What happens over time is that your body learns that you're not taking in the full amount of calories and adjusts its metabolism downward. Then if you normally eat 2,000 calories, you cut it down to 1,500, your body, which normally burns 2,000 calories, will simply reduce itself to 1,500. What happens during fasting, which is where you have zero calories, say for 24 hours, which is a fairly standard sort of a regimen, your body it lowers the insulin levels, but what happens is that it learns to shift the fuel sources, because you can't drive your caloric expenditure to zero. You'd die, right? You need energy to work your heart, work your lungs, work your brain. So instead what it does is it switches fuel sources and starts to burn the stored energy. Mm-hmm. Now, because the energy is stored as glycogen in the liver and fat, your body's like, oh, hey, hell, I have tons of this stuff. Let's burn it. So it does not. And that's the key advantage that fasting has in terms of weight loss, because you do not see the slowing of the metabolism.
So if you're obese, how much weight do you lose if you're fasting for 24 hours? What would you do? What, twice a week or something like that?
Yeah, so a standard regimen might be 24 hours of fasting twice a week, for example. And the amount of fat loss is surprisingly small. So a pound of fat, on average, say, is about 3,500 calories. Many people eat about 1,800 calories a day. So it takes two full days of fasting to lose 1 pound of fat. Okay. So if you do it twice a week, you're only looking at about approximately 1 pound of fat per week. That's it.
Okay, but we hear, too, that really you're just losing water. It's not fat. You're losing a lot of water when you don't eat that way. How much of that is a factor?
You will lose some water, and this is one of the things, especially when you do the longer fast, you can expect to lose about half a pound per day. So if you fast, for example, for 10 days out of the month, you might expect to only lose 5 pounds, but you won't. You'll probably lose more than that. You'll probably lose 7, 10 pounds, even more than that. That's the excess water weight. So as you go back to your regular diet, what you have to understand is that some of the weight will come back, because that's excess weight that you've lost, the water weight, that will come back. It doesn't mean that the fasting has failed. So some people, they'll fast for a couple of days. 2 days of fasting is only 1 pound. They might lose 2-3 pounds. If they lose 3 pounds, 2 of it will be expected to come back.
Do people tend to eat then, overeat after they fast?
This is the thing. If you look at the studies, everybody kind of assumes that you're just going to overeat. Happens to everybody. What happens is that they tend to overeat, and then they get a stomach ache, and they quickly learn that you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You actually have to break a fast fairly gently. And the studies show that you will eat a little bit more after a fasting day, but not nearly enough to make up for the amount of calories that you haven't taken during those meals.
Dr. Jason Fung with us. His book is The Obesity Code. This is WILS. When it comes to the actual hunger, I mean, most people can't imagine not eating for 24 hours. How do you deal with it, with a hunger?
The hunger is surprisingly not the biggest issue. People always assume that it is, but it's not. If you look at hunger hormones, they do go up at mealtimes, but they come in waves. So if you simply ignore it, the hunger actually goes away. So we've all had days where we've been so busy that we've skipped breakfast, skipped lunch, worked right through to dinner, and we weren't hungry at all. Because the thing is that we were so busy that we kind of, it came, you had a coffee, it passed, and then it was done.
Yeah, but tell me this, those that feel that feeling of hunger is their body demanding food, how do you make sense of that when a person's overweight then?
It's not actually. Much of the hunger signaling is actually learned. So we learn that it's 12 o'clock, so we should eat lunch. And that's why you're hungry. There is some physiologic reasons why you do get hungry, but it's actually not, because if you think about it, if you're obese, you're carrying a lot of stored food energy on your body. You have the ability to use that for fuel, and that's what you need to do in order to lose weight.
Okay.
So the hunger is an issue, no doubt, but it's actually much, much easier than people imagine.
Now tell me this, if other than the weight loss, let's say a person's not necessarily overweight, is there any real benefit to fasting, is, you know, having that part of your lifestyle?
Many, many benefits. And there's, for some people, for example, in Silicon Valley, there's a We Fast, where they actually fast not because they're overweight. These are all young, skinny guys. They do it because it enhances their kind of mental capacity, and they feel that they're actually sharper when they don't eat. And it's, people think that, for example, that eating makes you able to concentrate. But think about Thanksgiving. When you have a huge meal, you kind of get sluggish afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So you actually have more energy by not eating. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because when you eat, a lot of that blood just goes down and has to digest the food. Mm-hmm. So if you're not shifting all that blood into your stomach to digest food, you have more to, you have more energy and you have more mental capacity. Maybe the first few times you do it, it will be kind of distracting, but once you get used to it, then people find that they have much more ability to concentrate and have much more energy.
I need to ask you too about this intermittent fasting, this thing where you have a window where you eat 8 hours, then a window of 16 hours every day where you do not eat. Is that, I mean, what does that do? How effective is that?
Oh, it can be very effective. So, and again, if you compress your eating window, for example, to 8 hours, that's a fasting period of 16. So it's a very popular sort of regimen called 16-8, which is 16 hours of fasting and 8 hours of eating. Mm-hmm. That means you eat all your meals, for example, between 12 and 8 o'clock, and then you don't eat otherwise. And if you do shorter periods of fasting, you might do them more frequently. So people who do that might do that kind of 5 days out of 7 or 4 days out of 7. Mm-hmm. So you do that a bit more frequently. And again, people have used that very effectively for weight loss.
Yeah, I saw that Herschel Walker, former NFL player, he said he's for decades now, he's eating just one meal a day just on his own. He thought of it on his own. What do you make of that?
I think that's a terrific idea. In fact, there's many, many people who do this sort of regimen for decades. They do this for their whole life. They find it easier because if you're not eating two of the three meals, you're saving a lot of time. You're saving yourself the time that you need to shop. You're saving yourself the time you need to cook, to eat. You're saving yourself money. So there's so many benefits, and people just feel better.
So if you fast for, I mean, how long does it take before your body's used to it and you actually do not feel hunger if you're fasting on a regular basis?
The hunger still comes, but it is easily manageable. It takes about 2 weeks for you to get used to it, like anything else. Mm-hmm. The first few times you do it, it's just going to suck because you're not used to it. But once you get used to it, about 2 weeks or so, then it's easily manageable, and it just kind of, you can kind of slip into this sort of state where it becomes kind of second nature to you.
Dr. Jason Fung, learn a lot more in his book, The Obesity Code. The Obesity Code, Unlocking the Secrets of Weight Loss. Dr. Jason Fung, right here on WILS. Dr. Fung, thank you very much.
Thank you.